The Ideal Girl by Robert E. Howard. In the first place, she should be at least 6 feet tall and weigh about 200 pounds, so she could take in washing or coal heaving at the wharves while I took a vacation. As beauty is apt to make a woman vain, she should have a face that resembles a female crocodile with hippopotamus ancestors. As to hair, eyes, and so on, I have no especial preference, but if she squinted with one eye and goggled with the other, it would be all right. Also, she should have a strong Swedish accent. First published in the Tattler, the newspaper of Brownwood High School, January 6th, 1925.